Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Monday. It's June, although it feels a lot like November or December out there today. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. The Browns having the fourth of their 10 OTA practices today here in Berea in the cold weather. Matt and I will break all of that down for you. Our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. Peter King released his first power rankings of the 2015 season. He's got the Browns ranked 27th. The Browns divisional opponent, the Baltimore Ravens, ranked number one overall. So our question to you today is, where would you rank the Browns in the NFL right now? And how do you feel about where they are ranked by Peter King? To me, you know, I understand what he's saying. He said, I'm sick of loving the Browns in June. But I think he's a little harsh at 27.
I do too. And I'm just going to make a point, and I know it is a Monday, and so it seems like our show has a case of the Mondays, because you and I, we know it's going down for real, but I guess with no opening music, it's not quite going down for real.
People yet. Don't know, yes.
They don't know, yes. But
hey, we got technical difficulties back here.
It seems like there are always technical difficulties during our show. Really, Big Show goes off without a hitch, but our show has a little bit of trouble.
Just there saying. Are always technical difficulties on no, the
I
Really
know.
Big
well,
Show.
Well, that's,
the list is long and distinguished.
I'm sure it is. Well, their show's twice as long as ours, so makes for a longer opportunity to have for something to go wrong there. But I think it is a little harsh. And but also too, he backs it up with his rankings. You know, and Jason, you sent over, you know, some of the information with the Ravens being number one overall and us playing them twice. You could understand why he has us at 27, but I think it is very surprising.
Well, he's got the Ravens number one overall. You play them twice. He's got Pittsburgh number eight overall. You play them twice. And he's got the Cincinnati Bengals 12th overall, and you play them twice. So when you look at the Browns' schedule, they have that six games against the top 12. Now, in addition to that, you've got the Seattle Seahawks, which is a team that he has ranked number two. You've got the Denver Broncos, a team that he has ranked ninth. You have the Kansas City Chiefs on the schedule, a team that he has ranked fourth overall.
What?
In his rankings. Yes, fourth overall in his rankings. And then the other team that the Browns play in terms of a top 10 team would be the Arizona Cardinals, whom he has ranked 10th. Now, if you take it to top 12 teams, okay, that means that 10 of the Browns' 16 games will be against top 12 teams in the NFL, according to Peter King's initial rankings.
Sure, and just to go back to Friday, when we played higher or lower, or whatever, it might have been Thursday when we played higher or lower, what, Kansas City was at 7.5, if I'm not mistaken. The Cincinnati Bengals were, I think, at 8.5.
Or eight.
And then the Pittsburgh Steelers were at what, 9?
8.5.
Eight and a half, nine. Yeah, okay. And the Ravens were at 9. Exactly. So they're not overwhelmingly, by far and away, these double-digit juggernaut monsters that they have been in the past, at least according to Vegas. But this is one man's perspective. And I don't know, you know, why we lead out with this topic, because Peter King has never played football. So for Gibbs to jump in onto the analytics of one man that never played the game of football is, you know, a little odd for this show.
Well, the question is, what does this mean for the Browns, and what does it mean for their record? And obviously, these are just Peter King's rankings. I mean, I would disagree with Kansas City at number four overall. I would also disagree with Minnesota at number six overall, as much as I like Theodore and Adrian Peterson coming back there.
Does he have Green Bay at three?
Green Bay, it goes Baltimore, Seattle, Green Bay, Kansas City, New England are the top five.
Okay.
Minnesota, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Denver, and Arizona round out the top 10.
I think it's odd to rank Minnesota that high with not knowing what's going to happen with Adrian Peterson, because as good as Teddy is, that's been a questionable defense. There's been questionable weapons, even though he's got more now than he ever has. But the lack of the consistency that Adrian Peterson brings to a team, to me, is far-fetched to have him rank inside the top 10. That to me seems that they're going to be a bigger player than the Detroit Lions in the NFC North.
Oh, he's got Detroit down at 17. He doesn't think there's any doubt about that. And Chicago is down at 23. So if we go through the rankings again, number 11, Indianapolis doesn't make the top 10.
Come on.
Indy, Cincy, Dallas, New Orleans, San Diego are the top 11 through 15. 16 is Miami, Detroit, Buffalo, St. Louis, Carolina, number 20. 21, Atlanta, the Giants, Chicago, the Jets, Washington, 25. San Francisco, Cleveland, Houston, Tampa, Jacksonville is 26 through 30. And then Oakland and Tennessee are 31 and 32. So what that means, too, is that the Browns open the season against the number 30, the number 24 team in the Jets, 32 Tennessee, 31 Oakland. So they've got to come out of there
San Diego?
With some wins. 17, middle of the road.
17. And then again, just to go back to those higher or lower stats, if you recall, they had the Kansas City Chiefs at 7.5 wins. They also had the San Francisco 49ers at 7.5 wins. If you remember, you made the point that they may be below that. That's going to be a stretch for them with as many losses as they have and the inconsistent offense now without Frank Gore and so many other weapons. And you look, but another man's perspective. So Vegas has a standard at 7.5 games for both those teams, but another man's perspective has one at 4 and one at 26. So it's all about how you feel about the NFL or your team in particular.
Yeah.
That's really what I pull out of it.
It is interesting.
Vegas is a standard. You know, sportsbook.com or whatever, wherever we pulled those analytics from.
Baltimore as number one surprises me. I thought maybe Green Bay would be number one. Seattle would be number one. The fact that Baltimore and Kansas City are 1-4 is shocking to me. New England at 5, I think, is about right. Minnesota surprises me. Philly, Pittsburgh, Denver, Arizona. I'm okay with all of those, I guess. Indianapolis not being in the top 10 really surprises me. Dallas not being in the top 10 surprises
me. Is Indy's defense going to be that bad? Because I don't think they're not going to be able to not score points.
They still don't know how they're going to stop teams. No, they're going to be able to score. Yeah, their defense is not good.
Okay. I got to get on my guy, Manusk. I'm going to ask him right now, how's your D going to be this year? I'm going to text him. I'll let you know by the end of the show.
Let us know what he says.
Sure.
I think the case can be made when you've got Cleveland at 27. I think the Browns are better than the 49ers. I think that they are in the same tier, you could argue, for Washington, the Jets, Chicago, the Giants, Atlanta, who they beat on the road last year. So I think if I was going through it, I think the Browns are right in around that, like, 20th spot.
I would say 22nd through 25th, that little 3-4 team window. But you know what's all those teams that you listed that you think we may be in comparison to or with, they have a much more stable ground at quarterback.
Yep.
You know, that I think in Peter King's mind, he might, when it comes to an all 22 or a roster 53 and down compared to last year, this year, strength of schedule, of course. But then you look at who's the guy taking the snaps and the uncertainty that we have in what Josh McCown we're going to get, or if Josh McCown or Johnny Manziel. In some cases, if we have Peter King or we get Peter King on, which we'd love to do in the next week or two, to ask him those questions, how much does that weigh on your ranking for the Cleveland Browns?
And that is a very good question, and I think it weighs everything. I think when you look at the teams that are ranked ahead of them and you look at the commentaries that are made about some of those teams, a lot of it has to do with the quarterback. A lot of it has to do with what they're going, you know, what they're trotting out there. Who do you believe in? If you look at where the Browns are in 27, all right, 26 at quarterback, you've got Colin Kaepernick. 25 at quarterback, probably RG3. 24, the Jets, that's where there's some uncertainty there, whether it's Geno Smith. 23 is Jay Cutler, 22 is Eli Manning, 21 is Matt Ryan, 20 is Cam Newton, 19 is Nick Foles, 18 Buffalo, total question mark. See, I think that the Browns and Buffalo are very similar. Now, the Bills went out and they added LeSean McCoy, they added Percy Harvin, but it's a team that's going to win with their defense, inconsistent quarterback
play. And
they
won two more games last year than the Cleveland Browns.
They did, and they have better playmakers.
Correct.
That's why they're ahead. They've got Sammy Watkins, they've got Robert Woods, they've got Percy Harvin, they've got LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, and an equivalent defense to the Cleveland Browns.
17, you would say so. 17, probably better up front than the Browns, not as good on the back end as
correct.
The Browns. 17's Matt Stafford, 16's Ryan Tannehill, 15's Phillip Rivers, 14's Drew Brees, 13 Tony Romo, 12 Andy Dalton. I mean, you could debate. 11 Andrew Luck, 10 Carson Palmer, 9 Peyton Manning, 8 Roethlisberger, 7 Sam Bradford, I guess, 6 Teddy Bridgewater, 5 Tom Brady, 4 Alex Smith, 3 Aaron Rodgers, 2 Russell Wilson, and number 1 Joe Flacco.
And I'm going to do this just to poke fun because it's a hypothetical world that we live in, and at least in your mind we do. Where do you think the Cleveland Browns are ranked in Peter King's rankings with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
I think we're probably around 16.
I was going to say 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you agree with that, Gibbs?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Joining.
if the Browns are at, let's say, at 27 in Peter King's rankings because of the quarterback situation, if they had an established quarterback, and Matt Wilhelm threw out the name, not me, just FYI.
Sure.
That Teddy Bridgewater was the Browns quarterback, where would they be ranked on this list? And I said 16.
I think they'd be in that 18 to 21 range.
Where do you think they should be right now?
I think they should be a couple spots higher, 24th, 25th. Okay. But I wouldn't.
But you're
put
saying
any
you're
higher.
Saying stability at quarterback only bumps us up three spots in your mind?
But is that stability right now? I don't.
No, but I meant.
He thinks so. He's got the Vikings at 6
right,
overall,
who were bad on defense and lacked playmakers around Teddy Bridgewater last year.
I still think I question about our wide receivers.
I think if this team had a
franchise I think they question the weapons around the quarterback.
I think if we had a franchise quarterback, we'd be 16 because I think our defense is considered to be top 5. And then I think that we do have weapons around the quarterback. We have good running backs. We don't have a household name running back yet, but I think we have good running backs. And I got to see Duke Johnson out there today for the first time.
Yeah, I think we do. You know what impressed me about Duke Johnson from rookie minicamp, that rookie weekend? He almost looked bored. And I'm not saying that in a negative way, but he was so far ahead of anybody else at the position. It was like, I've already got this already down. Well, I already know this, but I have to go at the pace that everybody else is going at because they're putting in the system, putting in everything.
Right.
So I can only go at the speed that the group is going at.
Sure.
But I'm 20 miles ahead of this group right now.
But, you know, and also, too, you know, when Mike Pettine gave us that impromptu walk-in, he stayed for a few minutes during break and just caught up quickly about the draft class. And he said, every single one of the guys that participated in practice during that rookie minicamp, the 10 of them, you know, minus Randall Telfer and Ifo, he said, they all stood out in their own way at their position that basically legitimized why they deserve to be drafted by the Cleveland Browns. And in some cases, like you said, Duke Johnson being one step ahead, you know, toying around with linebackers and potential outside linebackers that should never be covering him. And in some cases, guys that won't even make the team in the NFL.
And we will talk about what Duke Johnson did, the rest of the team OTAs today. Matt Wilhelm and I both took in portions of practice out there in a cold, cold June 1st here in Cleveland. 216-578-0850. Let us know where you think the Browns should be ranked right now. What would you do that? And who's the number one team on your power poll headed into the 2015 season? Is it the Ravens? Are we going to get any votes for that? I don't know about that. Let's see. Let us know. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.